It is starting.
So we're holding here.
Yes.
Okay, so we're holding here by Yotzer Or, and it's something that is, there's a question here that everyone asks, and they're trying to address it. And that is the reason why it's called Vorei Choshech. Why is Choshech called a Bria? So let's go through some of the Terusim over here. The first one's a Psad Yegoyer. That's on page 241. Vaniya Dea, Kashem Kratiris Atzmo Shu Yotze Or Vorei Choshech. It's a pasuk. It's not only a takon of a tefillah. It's a pasuk. Va'omer, b'mashet toyim es hamuchesh hazeh, shuboras avir, hamikabel or v'choshech v'mitzius v'heder. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created air which allows itself to contain both light and darkness. In other words, he created a metzias that allows itself to display both tov and or and choshech. Vehu ke'en ma'asham achrem oisishon ve'ira. We say where's Hakol ve'ira. Vanachrem askimim shachochem lo yivira ala boras advarim she'efsher she'behem shalom ve'ira lo adam v'bichirasei. When we make a bracha, when we say in the pasuk oisishon ve'ira, we don't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't create anything that's bad, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an environment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a setup that allows for bechira between tov and ra. So, Lemashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created food in the world. He created a chetimtza to get nourishment from the food, and a chetimtza to get sick from the food. So within the structure of a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, there's a dimension of being able for the world to go in two directions. That's a tosefes to what the world is. Ita, you want to sit a little closer? It just makes it easier. I don't want to disturb the... The reason why this is so important to say it is as opposed to those who taina that there are two gods, and this is the Zarathustrian, that was the Persian people, who they claimed there was good and bad, the god of light and the god of darkness. And the fact is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that allows for Ra and Toiv. And let's understand, it's not the pshat that the world is a faulty world, like the world is good 50% of the time and not good. That's not a lack of a Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that allows for Toiv and Ra to express themselves in it. So the Rabbi Sadgan adds one more knage. We tend to understand that choshech is a default setting. It means, let's say for us, if the room is lit up and I ask you how long will the room stay lit up for, the answer is these bulbs last for a year, and at the end of a year it's going to go out. Electricity will last for X amount of time, it'll go out afterwards. Somebody will come and extinguish it. So the question, how long is this light going to last for, is a good question, and it has an answer. Let's say there are no light bulbs here, and somebody walks in and it's dark, and he asks how long will the darkness last for? You tell them, like, are you a philosopher of some sort? Like, what's the shaila? It's dark. It's always going to be dark unless somebody comes to make lights. But darkness doesn't have a gvul to itself. Lack, heder, chosa, does not have a limit. So the understanding over here is that when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ra and Choshen and Heder, there is a limit. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia everything, and b'meila, anything that we have in our environment, such as a lack of ayir, a lack of toiv, that itself is not automatic. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it that way. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having light, not having light, is the same. So he, means he created a framework that lets Choshech stop at a certain point. That's the reason why, after 6,000 years, the world as we know it comes to an end, because it says Ketzom LaChoshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu limited darkness. So darkness is also a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that sense. So Psalm Degorin here says a few points, and very deep points. His points are, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a hechetimtza for good and bad, and that's something that's a Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sheirish of that good and bad. It's like the marshal, when you have a court system, and you have, like we have it, where you'll have a prosecutor and a defendant. So the prosecutor and defendant together are a creation of one of a law system. When you have a revolution and people are attacking the government, they're not coming from the same place. The government's coming from one place, the revolution from another place, and one guy's going to win, one guy's going to lose. In a court, both the defender and the prosecutor are both coming from within a certain context. That's the second point over here. And this is to be mafkia from those who believe that it's like a revolution, it's a war, two kohos that don't come from one sheresh. And finally, the third point that he makes over here, that Choshech itself has a gvul. Choshech is a bria. That's what the Goyen says. Choshech has a bria. Choshech has the header. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betzim is hakoil, is mashpia. If there is a lack of something, that's a bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. The next one, that's what I'm going to start going. Next one is the Rambam, who answers this question about Yotze Or V'Choshech Mo'al Derech HaPshat. V'tzorech Shonu Di'achor Daiteinu Anach Bezek V'mir Shigzur Ina Philosophia V'hu Shata Yedea Shameise Hamoinea Hu Amenea B'tzal Echod Kimoi Sheheise Amud Shetach Sakoy V'nofle Kedus HaTivit Shenachlo Noima Kimeise Amud Ahu Hinia HaKoyra V'nizkezeh B'sei. So he says it is if somebody takes away something that causes something else. So Lamarshal, if a building is standing on pillars and I remove a pillar, so I appropriately say I collapse the building, I demolish the building, like by Shimshon, even though I didn't touch the building. But when you remove the cause of something, that is saying I did that. So when I say, if I put bombs around the city and the city is empty, nobody's there, I can say I created the emptiness in the city. By putting down the bombs around it so nobody enters it, I made the emptiness. So when I take away something, I can say, that the emptiness, so let's say somebody walks into the room and steals all the chairs and tables, and the room is very empty, I can say, Reuven brought emptiness in this room. It's an appropriate use of the phrase. Somebody who closes a light at night, we can say he created darkness. But And that's how we understand the pasuk Yisorim v'yachoshech. Mipnei shachoshech v'ra hedera. So, so the Rambam answers this aderech ha-pshat, that the pshat is you create darkness by removing whatever it is that makes light. And it says, that's why it says, it doesn't say oisa choshech v'oisa ra, v'sheinam dvorim nimtsoyim shetitla b'm asiyah. Asiyah is a tangible object, it's yesh miyesh. V'omnam amal shem boyerish shumila sheish leitolus beheda, like it says, v'eshes boro lekim shuhu me'aheda. So v'derech yachas ha'hedah l'pul ha'poel hu alzeh atzadah shel v'chayim. So v'reishas bara l'kim, so v'reish choshech means he brings about the nothingness that of choshech, which is by taking away the aura. So the Rambam answers this al derech ha'pshat, very simple pshat, and that's that. One more piece on this nekuda. Let's look at the Drashas Haran on the next page, on 243. The Drashas Haran says very simply like the Rambam. And he says that it's possible when you take away the cause, it's cool that you did the nothingness. V'zeyal solz madregas. V'shtaimem toima poel ha'choshek v'fi ha'for l'shaynis v'shish l'tem ha'klau. Ha'echad, she'yoyimal mishakob ha'nei ha'shab ha'choshek. Somebody closes the light, you can say he casts the room in darkness. V'zui yoyisek rebnisek v'fil al-tzad ha'for. That's strongest associated with that. Two, ha'sheni, b'mishemona mishay rotzai g'nei b'ayis. Yoyimal nei ha'shab ha'choshek. If somebody came to light the light, I don't let him light it. I can say that I'm the cause of darkness here. And then he says, "Ashlish shalom abayis shusibas hera gam derevor b'mishe dekner b'bayis shelo yoyima olav shusibas hera or." But if somebody just didn't do it at all, so let's say, so we have three cases that he gave here. One case is where I close the light. That's called I made choshech. One case is somebody came to light the light and I didn't let him light it. But let's say I did neither. I just didn't do anything. So there's no way I can ascribe that darkness to me. I just have not to. He says over there that's true by human beings. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, since he's the Sheirish of all existence, even if there was no pu'ula involved, automatically he's the Sheirish of Choshech. It's similar to what we saw in the Rabbeinu Sadegoyen. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayer of everything. The fact that there's Choshech in the world must be ascribed to him. That's how he describes it. So Lemaisa, the place, the Drashas Haran says this on Moshe Rabbeinu, where he says that misam ilim ba'adam, who made a person mute? So he asks this question, what do you mean you don't make a person mute? So he says by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, since everything comes from him, it's going to be his pula. I want to take it forward a bit. Use this understanding to explain something, describe something. Whenever we see that, whenever something happens in this world, even if it's bad, even if it's a lack of something, when I say I don't have any mazel, I'm never getting a chance, no one's calling, no one's this, no one's that. So, when it comes as is Nageya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as not doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. something. There is no lack of doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not making it happen. And understand, Mefutna has a letter that he writes, and he says that he had a chaver in yeshiva who told him that whenever I knock upstairs, nobody's home. So he said, I got close to this person, I realized he's not a big, you know, he's not a big Balmadrega. A second friend of mine said, whenever I knock upstairs, they run and hide from me. And he found him to be a much deeper person. In other words, lack is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't forget about you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Monea something for you. And that's an important understanding. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's a pool, and that's what the Ran means to say. You can, and he fleshes it out. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not, he wasn't given the power of speech. He was made to be mute. And therefore, and he writes why. He writes the reason why, not mute, but to be a Kavad Peh. And he's Meirik, why that is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him like that. That Adrab was needed specifically. What the Ran says is that had, you know, he has said as a kasha, how could Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Navi, and a Navi is supposed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spokesman, be lacking something that's in his, that is in his most, you know, that's his strongest, you know, Milo, Midah. So he answers that had Moshe Rabbeinu been a powerful orator, then a generation later people would say, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu is able to sway everybody? Because he's good with his mouth. He's a great speaker. He's a great actor. There's nothing to it. Now that we know Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kavad Peh, the fact that he was able to convince people the emes of Torah had nothing to do with his ability, with it being persuasive. It had to do with his emes and the fact that we understood it. That's what the Ran says. So Kapanim, the start of being a Shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yotze Or Avori Choshech, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheirish of all, and we call Choshech a Bria. It's an affirmation. A Choshech is not the lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention, but it itself is a plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to make emptiness, darkness, lack of things in a certain way. Those are the pshatim over here. One more nekuda I wanted to see a little bit off is, let's go back to the Kuzari, page 240 in the introduction. I just want to see that. The Kuzari has a very fascinating thought about the Birchas Krishma in general. He's going through the avodah of the chassid. He thinks about every bracha, and he tries to explain himself, what does the bracha want from me? He says, he thinks of the Seder Olam Elyon and the magnificence of the celestial beings. Even though they're extraordinary in terms of their scope, size, significance to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as tiny as an ant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma that's mizgala from an ant is no less than from the sun.
Gedoyle mizu. V'achosid koich alzaisim ala yu moiris ha-shmayim atzum yesim lai ve'ino atche yifateo sotnik al-mitzas tas ha-nash amin ruch ha-kechom and so on. So he adds a very interesting knait to this to Yetzer. On the one hand, we're very nispoiled from the magnificence of the sun, the star, etc., etc. But there's also a danger that because they, and on the level of impression, is so overwhelming, they that we would make them into gods. If a person thinks, then a tiny ant is much more difficult to make. There's a lot more chokhmah in a tiny ant than there is in a big sun. So the sun is a big nuclear reactor. A lot of chokhmah in it, you know, different layers and so on. But at the end of the day, the complexity of an ant is infinitely more complex. I know people, it's amazing. People go to Niagara Falls and their jaws drop and they say, wow, the floors are bore and so on. It's very impressive. But at the end of the day, it's water falling off a rock. I mean, it's not a lot of chokhmah, just magnificent. And our dimyon is very turned on by it. But if a person went to Mizbona and say, Be'emes, an ant, has an incredible more chokhmah and a much stronger raya on Kodesh Baruch Hu, much stronger expression, then he's able to override the instinct to be awed by something that just because our koach hadimyon is awed by the big, by the grand, the magnificent, and whereas the real gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu lies from the tiniest drop of sun. This Kuzari is a point that he makes a very fascinating. Okay, we'll hold to it. It's a gvul for the world. It's a gvul that the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, not, you know, it's a bria, and a bria by definition is limited. So when I create a place for people to, you know, do good and bring the good out and earn their keep, that is within a framework. So the framework is just selfish.
What does it mean? Like, I've heard, like, the kind of thing like you hear in, like, first grade, like, oh, she has become like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Is that, like, brought down for real anywhere, or is that, like, the kind of thing that, like, well, the world was only created for 6,000 years, and then, like,
all these agaratas, we like the Rambam says, we will know what these agaratas mean when they happen. So and right now, we need to, you know, so you're supposed to, I don't know, someday we'll be there to say what it means. I don't know, we don't have, I don't know what it means. It sounds like it's literal, but again, we don't have anything to go on, so we just hold on to it. We certainly hope, you know.
Sadi Gon says the world is neither good nor bad, but
somebody.
Sadi Gon said that the Bria is not inherently good nor bad, it's all dependent on how we...
The Bria is a place where the good or the bad can equally come out and express themselves.
But that's not through Hashem, that's through man.
Huh?
That good or bad...
But the Bria has a quality where it'll take on either form. You can cast the Bria into darkness, or you can cast the Bria into light. The Bria allows itself for either or. It's like a good, you know, good. When somebody tests you on something, so if you give away, if you're the type of person that sort of gives an indication that the person is doing right or wrong, saying right or wrong, then you're not allowing them really to go wrong. They'll keep looking at you and getting some sort of feedback. If you're totally impassive, you know, whether you're right or wrong, you're getting the same action. That means it allows for both right and wrong.
So somebody asked me, like, why is there so much wrong in the world? The answer is that it's through Adam.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the stage and allows things happen. That's up to us. The things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, the tsunamis, is that there's a reason for it. I don't know. It's an isoyan. It's meant to push people to do right. I don't know. I have no, you know.
So there are really two. I mean, from our perception, is the rock of the nearest Adam, and there's a seemingly only Ra from Hashem that we don't understand, which is really the Tov.
The Tov and the Ra are both, for us, the primary tools we have to work with. You're taking this thing. Oh,
I can take it. Yeah.
Why is that? Question from Ra is Bria.